20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, written by Jules Verne, narrated by B.J. Harrison, translated from the original French by F.P. Walter. A complete, unabridged translation of 20 milieux sous les mers by Jules Verne, based on the original French texts published in Paris by J. Hetzel et Compagnie over the period 1869-71. Verne's title. The French title of this novel is 20 milieux sous les mers. This is accurately translated as 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas rather than the sea, as with many English editions. Verne's novel features a tour of the major oceans, and the term leagues in its title is used as a measure not of depth, but distance. Editor. Introduction. The deepest parts of the ocean are totally unknown to us, admits Professor Aronnax early in this novel. What goes on in those distant depths? What creatures inhabit, or could inhabit, those regions 12 or 15 miles beneath the surface of the water? It's almost beyond conjecture. Jules Verne, 1828-1905, published the French equivalents of these words in 1869, and little has changed since. 126 years later, a Time cover story on deep-sea exploration made much the same admission. Quote, "We know more about Mars than we do about the oceans," unquote. This reality begins to explain the dark power and otherworldly fascination of 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas. Born in the French river town of Nantes, Verne had a lifelong passion for the sea, first as a Paris stockbroker, later as a celebrated author and yachtsman. He went on frequent voyages to Britain, America, the Mediterranean. But the specific stimulus for this novel was an 1865 fan letter from a fellow writer, Madame Georges Sand. She praised Verne's two early novels, 5 Weeks in a Balloon, 1863, and Journey to the Center of the Earth, 1864. Then added, quote, "Soon I hope you'll take us into the ocean depths, your characters traveling in diving equipment perfected by your science and your imagination," unquote. Thus inspired, Verne created one of literature's great rebels, a freedom fighter who plunged beneath the waves to wage a unique form of guerrilla warfare. Initially, Verne's narrative was influenced by the 1863 uprising of Poland against Tsarist Russia. The Poles were quashed with a violence that appalled not only Verne, but all Europe. As originally conceived, Verne's Captain Nemo was a Polish nobleman whose entire family had been slaughtered by Russian troops. Nemo builds a fabulous futuristic submarine, the Nautilus, then conducts an underwater campaign of vengeance against his imperialist oppressor. But in the 1860s, France had to treat the Tsar as an ally, and Verne's publisher, Pierre Hetzel, pronounced the book unprintable. Verne reworked its political content, devising new nationalities for Nemo and his great enemy, information revealed only in a later novel, The Mysterious Island, 1875. In the present work, Nemo's background remains a dark secret. In all, the novel had a difficult gestation. Verne and Hetzel were in constant conflict, and the book went through multiple drafts, struggles reflected in its several working titles over the period of 1865-69. Early on, it was variously called Voyage Under the Waters, 25,000 Leagues Under the Waters, 20,000 Leagues Under the Waters, and 1,000 Leagues Under the Oceans. Verne is often dubbed, in Isaac Asimov's phrase, the world's first science fiction writer. And it's true. Many of his 60-odd books do anticipate future events and technologies. From The Earth to the Moon, 1865, and Hector Servadac, 1877, deal in space travel, while Journey to the Center of the Earth features travel to the Earth's core. But with Verne, the operative word is...